Dear Laura by Elijah Dumba. Chapter 1.
You're oblivious, but you're about to witness a type of love that will leave your heart bleeding and your eyes sore. Breathed about it on voice with sincere utterance. The speaker was just 5 feet tall, medium-weighted. In his early 20s, he had a fairly bearded face and short French-cut hair. He was clad in black, that is to say, a black leather jacket, a black t-shirt, tight black jeans, and black pointy boots.
Elijah, the speaker, had a paper in his left hand, composed of his newest poem, scribbled in a curly fashion in black ink. Before a silent and amazed audience, he stood, so confident. He was just finalizing with the reading.
Elijah Gordon Mugisha was a university student in the third year of his course in the art of English literature. His mother, a former nurse at St. Raphael Hospital, had died 5 years before of HIV as she had been infected by one of her patient's needles, and she hardly knew about it until it was too late. He and his father never really got along, especially because he had an untamable interest in literature, which the former thought unprofiting. He had once given him a black Audi car for his birthday, and that might have been just about the only good thing he could swear to have got from him in his entire life, as he was accustomed to his mother's side only. His mother and father had had wrangles, and their relationship failed to work out, and as a result of the separation, his mother kept him. Though with a couple of negative vibrations within his soul, Elijah still managed to wear a smile every day and fight hard to achieve his dream of being one of the world's renowned poets. He walked back to his seat as the class clapped. For university students, it was always hard to capture their attention due to the influx of technology in the world that always took their attention. But he always managed to capture their souls, and they always spent time to listen to his magical, creative mind and breathtaking voice with which he articulated his soul.
Next, it's Lukenge reciting his War Amongst Our Hearts, announced the lecturer.
Along the way back to his seat, he high-fived with his friend, Mpumuza Festus, who really supported him in everything, and proof of their immense bromance was manifested by the smile on the latter's face. Elijah sat at his usual desk next to Festus, and upon sitting, the latter sniggered with his roaring voice.
Once again, the hunter strikes.
They both smiled, and Festus asked, "So how is the business going?" He had started a driving business with the Audi, and his telephone contract was the center of his work, as those that needed to be driven would call him on it. "As all businesses that are starting out, it's hell," he replied with a sigh at the end. "I keep staring at my phone a lot of times, hoping it would ring, man, but nothing big enough to push me to the next level. I mean, can you imagine? I had to drive a mother with a baby vomiting all over my seat. I've had to pay 6 times to get car wash so they can try again and again to eliminate the stench." Festus chuckled under his breath and said, "That's the human society, bro. Every successful business starts with a breakthrough, and it's never the same after that. One of these days, you're going to stumble upon an opportunity. It needn't be pretty, but it's going to push you up like a rocket."
"I'll take your word for it," sniggered Elijah.
"You always have a way with words and moons. Thank you, though." That evening, at a certain government official's house, was a beauty in her bathtub. Her brown Latina skin covered with rich leather. Moment after another, she would raise her leg in the air, rub it with soap, with the tranquility and patience of success, but a look of curiosity in her eyes. Her lips pouted with beautiful suspense. Laura Alinda had a lot going through her mind. She wanted to explore the world, be free, and expand her knowledge. But she was always held back by her father's situation. She could not move freely because she had to stay close to her father so he could know that she was safe. Upon completing showering, she stepped out of the tub and slipped a soft cream towel around her body and got off to bed. The following morning, her father woke up late and phoned her and her mother making breakfast, their faces looking happy. Mr. Joseph Alinda was clad in a black spotted white pyjama.
"Who's on breakfast duty today?"
he asked. "Because I've been warming up to Laura's pancakes." With playful jealousy, Natalia, Laura's mother, replied, "Come on, honey, you can't tell me there's anything special about those white people's delicacies." Laura, looking puzzled by the entire conversation, looked at her father, awaiting his reply.
"Not every dad gets lucky to have a daughter that can prepare American delicacies," was Joseph's reply, preceded by a smile.